Hi, nice to have you back with us here, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Mel Antonin today. You can read him in USA Today. Jeff Fletcher on this morning from BayBridgeBaseball.com. And tomorrow, back here at 11:30 again, we'll be in Tempe tomorrow for the A's and the Angels. Purcell Quality Paints, 875 Potter Street in Berkeley. Those DeVoe paints, Fuller O'Brien paints, they're fabulous. They pioneered the first latex paint in the U.S. market in 1948. They launched the first no-volatile organic compounds latex paint, and they really do a good job with the environment. 2002, they introduced the first oil paint suspended in water, if you can believe that. It allows the application of a quality oil film to architectural surfaces and meets all those volatile organic compound requirements of even the strictest air quality districts. So DeVoe Paints, Fuller O'Brien Paints, we'll be telling you about all our locations. But Purcell Quality Paints back in the picture with us and right off the bat at 875 Potter Street in Berkeley. So a pleasure to mention them. And we talked about the losses of Steven Weiner and DeSoto Bail Bonds. Nice ad with Bill Aboumerad from Legacy Real Estate and Associates. Loan modifications. Boy, is that a real subject in the world today. Well, as I like to do, I like to look around the Cactus League and give you some of the information that we see in the papers and also just traveling around in the Valley of the Sun here. Kendry Morales yesterday, the Angels, a grand slam. And he's going to hit fifth for the Halos, and they don't know, 15, 20, 25 homers from him. But he's a young man. He's a switch hitter. And he's going to hit fifth behind Abreu, Vladimir Guerrero, and as Bernie Pleskov told us, Torrey Hunter. So Kendry Morales, a big hit for him yesterday. Clayton Kershaw pitches today for the Dodgers, and Jason Schmidt will go on Sunday. Keep your eye on Clayton Kershaw. He is a very, very important part of that Dodger rotation. We will see the Dodgers here on Monday, and we'll have a right off the bat for you at 11:30. So the Dodgers here on Monday, maybe Randy Wolf will be up, because I know Schmidt goes tomorrow. He'll probably only go a couple of innings. Robinson Tejeda, remember him from the Phillies? He pitched a good game against the A's a couple of years ago. Then he went to the Rangers and couldn't do anything, couldn't throw strikes. Pitched a great game yesterday for the Kansas City Royals, and people talk about the Royals down here as one of the surprise teams. He and Jamie Wright teamed up yesterday for the Royals, so keep your eye on Robinson Tejeda. Homers for the Texas Rangers yesterday, Nelson Cruz and Josh Hamilton. Nelson Cruz could be close to a breakthrough season. Former athletic outfielder, and Nelson Cruz can hit the ball, has been fabulous in AAA. So is it March baseball, just March hitting for him? Who knows, but whatever. He is someone to keep your eye on. Chris Benson of the Rangers will throw 75 pitches today. He's trying to make the club, coming back from arm surgery. And if you're a Ranger fan, you have to be encouraged about the game that Brandon McCarthy had the other day. Pitched a very, very good game. Chad Cordero, remember him, the closer for the Nationals, and from, what, Cal State Fullerton, I believe, and blew out his arm with the Nationals, and he's had surgery, shoulder trouble, and he's going to come back mid-year, but the Seattle Mariners have signed him for that bullpen. So they've got trouble closing. They've got Corcoran in there. They've got Randy Messenger in there. Batista's in the mix. Well, now Chad Cordero, they're hoping maybe mid-year, back with the Seattle Mariners. David Artsma, remember David Artsma, first-round pick of the Giants out of Rice University, five shutout innings for the Mariners this spring. He is one of the top surprises in that Mariner bullpen. Joe Mauer has got that hip injury. He's gone for a second opinion. Robinson Cano has got the shoulder injury. As Vinny and I were talking about it, and I think I mentioned it with a couple of the other people today, seems like every time you turn around, you're seeing injuries in the Cactus League or the Grapefruit League. Chin-Ming Wong of the Yankees gave up seven runs in the second inning yesterday to Boston. Wow, got whacked around. Mike Lowell and David Ortiz hit homers. And for the Yanks, Jorge Posada is supposed to be behind the plate tomorrow to catch Andy Pettit. They're going to try to get him behind the dish to catch Sabathia and Burnett this week as well. And if you're a Mariano Rivera fan, and I know my good friend Ed Kirsch is, he is supposed to take the hill this Tuesday against the Pirates as he comes back from off-season surgery. So a lot of news around baseball. We've got more coming up on Right Off the Bat. The captain is going to join us, and we're going to rattle the lumber here in just a second, give you the A's lineup quickly. Travis Buck, Cabrera, the DH today, Holiday, Giambi, Landon Powell. Boy, watch this kid hit. Crosby at third, Rajay Davis, one of the leading hitters in spring training baseball, at center, Gregorio Petit at short, and Corey Wimberly, very exciting player. You're going to enjoy him at second. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back and rattle the lumber right after this.